And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1959, that Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson died in a plane crash outside Clear Lake, Iowa. They were on a horrendous tour of the upper Midwest. Buddy Holly, 22, did not want to go along. He was sick of touring. His wife was pregnant, but he needed the money. It was a cold winter. They traveled on a school bus. The heat wasn't working. They slept sitting up on the hard seats. Holly's drummer had frostbitten feet. They played one night in Green Bay, drove all the way down to Clear Lake, Iowa for the next show at the Surf Ballroom. And there Buddy Holly decided to charter a plane to take them to Moorhead, Minnesota for their next stop so he could rest up and get his laundry done. It's the birthday of the novelist Paul Auster, born Newark, 1947, worked for a while on an oil tanker in the Gulf of Mexico, made enough money to move to Paris, where he tried writing for a while. A few months later, he got a phone call from someone who asked for the Pinkerton Detective Agency, and Auster said, "I'm sorry you got the wrong number," but later thought about what might have happened if he'd decided to impersonate a detective. And that was his next novel, City of Glass, came out in 1985, about a mystery writer who pretends to be a detective so he can see what it's like. It's the birthday of James Michener, born in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 1907. Never knew who his parents were. He was taken to an orphanage as an infant, adopted by a Quaker woman. When he was 14, he hitchhiked all over the country at a time when a person could do that. He read Dickens's novels as a boy and the works of Balzac, went off to college. He was a good student, got a full scholarship to Swarthmore, went into the Navy during World War II, was stationed in the Solomon Islands, wrote some stories and sketches about life in the Navy, which was published as Tales of the South Pacific in 1947. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, and 2 years later it became Rodgers and Hammerstein's hit musical South Pacific. He wrote nearly 40 books, including Hawaii, Chesapeake, Alaska, Texas, which sold an estimated 75 million copies. And he gave away a good deal of his money, at least $100 million, leaving $10 million to Swarthmore, his alma mater. And it's the birthday of Gertrude Stein, born Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1874, grew up in Oakland, spent some childhood in Vienna, Paris, settled in Paris, where she and her lover Alice B. Toklas established a salon where they welcomed writers and artists, including Picasso, Matisse, Hemingway, T.S. Eliot, and James Joyce. Here's a poem for today by Wallace Stevens, The Snowman. One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place for the listener who listens in the snow, and nothing himself beholds nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. The Snowman by Wallace Stevens, from his collected poems, published by Faber and Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.